Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast with all the questions, but history's proven very few of the answers. We'll see if we can fix that today. It's a big hello to Rob Millsy Mills.
Hi, mate. How you going? Hi, guys.
Welcome. Yeah. Thanks for joining us, Rob.
Thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
It feels weird saying Rob.
What do you
get a
me?
Lot of Rob, or do you get Millsy?
Both. Sometimes I get Robert. Robert
really?
Andrew.
Who
Bobby?
Says Robert?
Georgie.
My partner calls me.
Yeah, she calls me Robert. I like it. I like it when she calls
it's very
me Robert.
Formal.
Yeah, I like it.
It's kind of funny when you get the most intimate relationship in your life and formalize the name.
Sometimes she calls me Robert.
Robert.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Colbert.
Yeah, yeah. Like a little French thing. I like that.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's really cute.
What's been keeping you busy over summer, other than ripping this sweet tan?
Thanks, mate. I've been up the river. Went up to Barmer.
Oh, yeah?
Actually went to a live music gig over the weekend.
Wow, you had to travel for it.
Yeah, yeah.
You had to go up a no, river, yeah, find it in a bush somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 3 hours. It's right near the border. It was fantastic.
It was in the bubble. It was in the border bubble.
I was in the border bubble.
Great.
I couldn't go over.
Did you see New South Wales artists?
I saw New South Wales across the river.
Oh, okay. Great.
Well, as soon as I actually step in the river,
yep.
Actually, I technically broke protocol. I went in the river.
Wow.
And that's technically New South Wales. Did you guys know that?
So all of the water
all of the water is New South Wales.
So it flexes.
Victoria
with the tide.
Has the bank. That's all we have.
Excuse me, just interrupting here. Yeah. All of the water in the whole world is New South Wales, you say.
Yeah.
Well, let's make your brains trust. from the BBC. So on the, you know, wants to know the info.
Yep.
Got all the questions straight away. It's a big hello to David Dimbleby.
Hello, I'm David Dimbleby and I work for the BBC.
Yes.
Hello, David.
BBC, massive organisation, lots of departments.
We own all of the land.
So New South Wales has the water.
Yes.
BBC has the land.
Yes.
Yeah. And do you work for a department? News, current affairs, you know, they have obviously David Attenborough.
Yeah.
Is in the nature, natural history department.
Yes,
is
well,
massive.
I prefer not to talk about that man because he couldn't make it. And now I'm here. It's David Dimbleby time, isn't it? So
yes.
We've all had enough of the other David, isn't
we
it?
We emailed the BBC. We'd said we'd like a David.
Yes.
David.
The David. And here I am. It's David Dimbleby.
Oh, yes. No, we're lucky to have you.
And I do investigative journalism and I was on a podcast once.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome to another. Have you been in investigative journalism for long?
Met 85 years.
85 years. You've been investigating
Met.
For the BBC.
Mm.
How old were you when you started?
Poor.
Poor. So it's good to have 89-year-old David Dimbleby here. That's a long history of reporting.
Yeah.
When you think about some of the world events that have happened across that period of time.
I was here when Nikki Webster lit the Olympic flame.
You investigated that, did you?
I launched that investigation and I was here when They released Bridgerton, and I was here when they brought out the Chico roll.
Wow.
It's not a huge long-term memory I'm gathering.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Did you have a Chico roll for lunch by chance?
Yeah.
This young man. Is it called David, is it? Better not be.
No. This is a Robert.
This is Robert.
Robert. Yeah. Is it?
Yes.
All right.
Well, it sounds like the history of the world will be covered if that crops up in the quiz.
Good. That's handy.
But the Brains Trust doesn't stop there. It's a big hello to the hot bitch from high school.
Hi, how's it going?
Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, whatever.
Do we refer to you by hot bitch from high school?
Yeah, you can call me a hot bitch, or you can call me like Georgia.
Georgia?
Yeah, Georgia is kind of my like first name. Mm-hmm. That's what the name my parents gave me.
It is your first name.
Yeah, that's my first name. What have we been talking about? This is crazy.
How do you spell your name, Georgia?
It's Georgia.
Yeah.
So it's Georgia.
What was it? Sorry, say that again.
G-H-O... Fuck you. O-O-U-G-I-O.
Okay, yeah. I've got that now. Great.
With an H awesome. On the end. Ah. Oh, my God.
So you're studying right now?
Yeah, I'm studying. Oh, my God. COVID's been so hard. But I don't know. Like, I've been studying. My parents have a yacht, so I've been studying on my yacht. Yeah, exactly. I've been studying a little bit.
Zooming into school?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess you guys call it Zoom. We do Microsoft Teams. Like, I don't know if you guys know what that is because kind of old, but yeah, whatever.
Oh, you across Microsoft?
I'm across it. I've Zoomed. I did them all.
I think David opened an investigation into Microsoft.
Opened the investigation into Microsoft and Teams, and I found there were several teams that were not registered.
George, what subjects are you studying there at
school? I'm doing math methods. Wow, I'm so smart. No, just kidding. I'm a fucking idiot. Hi, Milsey. How are you going?
Good, thank you.
I saw you on Wicked.
Oh, thanks.
And that was pretty wicked.
Stop
That's looking
good.
At me.
That's good. Okay.
Oh, my God. Stop it. Sorry. Sorry, Milsey's just like totally flirting with me. As if I would go there. No, I'm just kidding. I would.
Great. Well, sounds
math
like,
methods, yeah.
If there's any questions about math or Wicked.
Or musical theatre, yep, yeah, that's good. Yep,
they'll be covered as
I
well.
I did a musical once.
Did you now?
Yes. I tell you what, I did Oklahoma. That's all.
Great. Shall we do a quiz?
I'd love to do a quiz.
Do you feel confident?
This is my brain strength.
This is what you've got to work with, yeah.
Congratulations.
I'm pretty sure I did ask for,
Something better?
Something better. But that's
I got
okay.
You investigative journalist from the BBC.
I work for the BBC.
What more could you want?
Yeah, you're right. And also,
and hot bitch.
I don't really know a lot of that pop culture. Like, yeah, so that's...
You should go on TikTok. You'd be great.
That's not
it.
For me.
Oh, come on.
Well, this is a quiz from the Saturday paper, so I'm not sure how much pop culture is going to crop up.
Okay.
Question number one. Brackets, this bird has flown, close brackets, is the bracketed title of which 1965 Beatles song? You're a Beatles fan, Rob?
But not well enough.
just not their B-sides.
Yeah. So bracket.
You like sort of Let It Be.
Anything that's on the best of albums. Yeah.
The number one record.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, you love Abbey Road. I'm like, great album. Yeah. What's on it? Yes, that's the cracking songs.
Do you not have like a vinyl collection of, you can like of...
I think I've got a vinyl of Love Me Do. That sounds right.
Like
it?
An EP.
Yeah.
Okay.
My dad's sounds got like a whole bunch.
Oh, great. You're going to have to rely on your brain's trust here. Lucky you.
Excellent.
I think I'm pronouncing this correctly. Georgia. Do you know the Beatles?
Yeah, it sounds pretty retro. That sounds pretty fucking retro. Yeah, like I love Beatles. Like I'm actually a massive conservationist. Uh-huh. So like, yeah, I've been collecting Beatles since a young age and like putting them on my wall, sticking them on my wall. So yeah, I love it. Is that what this is?
Wow, do you preserve? So you preserve Beatles like with the little pin through the
back?
Yeah,
I just pin Beatles to my wall. It's like really retro. So something on Pinterest. It's really cool.
Right.
Yeah.
And like, you preserving them or are you just like nailing Beatles into your wall?
I nail them to my... Did I stutter? Oh my God, keep up. What the fuck?
Wow.
Yeah, I nail Beatles to the wall. Yeah.
So do you have... You've got like
posters...
Wow,
we have
posters.
So much in common, Milsey. Love me too. Love it.
So you've got like posters of Milsey on your wall.
Yeah.
And also... Beatles.
Physical Beatles on the wall. What is going on? Do you guys not do that? Oh my God. I started on TikTok. It's like something I'm really into.
Great. Well, these Beatles that we're thinking of are the band with like John Lennon, Paul McCartney from the 1960s, Ringo Starr,
George
Harrison.
George. Oh my God, no, I love George Harrison from One Direction. Oh my God, no, he's so amazing. Wow.
Different George.
Georgia's my name.
David Dimbley, you were...
David
Dimbley, you were born in 1990.
A small house.
Hmm? Oh, whereabouts were you born?
I was born in Stratford upon Avon.
Just like Shakespeare.
I tell you, it was 1930
something. 1931, I think it was.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
You were there.
Which means that when the Beatles were a big thing in the UK, where the BBC is, you would have been in the prime of your life, in your 30s.
Oh, I was a young man of 30, and I had some special treats and made my face feel funny. And so I can't really remember much of the of the 60s, but I think the song is called David Attenborough's a little fucky boy, and the only real David is David Dimbleby at the BBC. (open bracket) This bird has flown. Close bracket. And that is on the Yellow Submarine.
Wow. Okay. Well, the best offer we have for you here, Rob, is David Attenborough's a little fuckety fuck. Or you could indeed go your own way. If you
don't think you should. Let us log it in.
David was there.
Yeah, that's true. He was there in England at the time.
I've really got to age this voice up.
Yeah, he'd know all the B-sides because he picked up the records and was playing them.
It's not Blackbird, is it?
Does Blackbird have a bracketed... Does it have something after it?
I don't think so.
No, not from memory.
No.
but I guess it is a Beatles song, so...
This bird has flown. It's tough.
If we're narrowing things down, at least Blackbird is a Beatles song.
About a bird.
I'm not sure if David Attenborough's Little Fucky Fuck is a Beatles song or not.
It is one
I think I've heard of it, yeah. That sounds right, yeah. Yes.
Yep,
I forgot to let you know as well.
Definitely.
This George Harr... George Harr is my great-great-granddaughter.
That's true. It's my grandpappy.
Mm. love each other very much, don't we, darling?
Yeah, we
share a bed.
We do share a bed, yeah.
That's awkward.
No, yeah. It's not. It's lovely. Beautiful.
Sorry, how old were you again?
I'm 10.
Older than 18. She's not.
Ten.
She's lying.
Yeah,
you.
I'm
she's
10
18.
Old.
You just
the
stop
hot
it.
Bitch from high school.
Yeah,
10.
I'm a hot bitch. Yeah, I'm actually a genius. Wow, no one knows it.
And I would like to revise when I say same bed. I mean same house.
No, we do sleep in the same bed. I don't know what you're weird about
house.
It. What the fuck?
We call our house a bed.
Yeah.
Isn't it, Georgia?
And you're locking that in that you're 10.
I'm 10 years old.
Okay,
yeah,
definitely.
Like
okay,
10,
cool.
10 to 27, but like a middle kind of on the road there, somewhere like that. 10.
Great.
Yeah, I'm 10.
She's 10.
I'm 10 years old.
10, because some ladies like to age down.
Yeah.
When they talk just...
When you ask them what their age... You should never ask
I'm 10 years
age.
Old. I don't know why you guys are making such a big deal about this. Mm. I'm 10 years old.
David Attenborough, Little Fucky Fuck, or Blackbird, do you reckon?
I'm getting it with...
Or something else.
David Attenborough.
David Attenborough's little fucking
Thank you so much, okay. Robert. You're a good boy.
Good work. Lock
You're
it
a
in.
Good boy.
Oh God,
You'd
so
be
smart.
A wonderful match for my 10-year-old granddaughter.
Oh, my God, Brendan, stop it. Milsey, no.
Thank you. I'm taken.
Let's start a TikTok account.
Spoken for.
Whatever, not for long. I get what I want.
Question number two. A painting by whom recently became the highest value Australian artwork ever sold at auction? David Dimbleby, do you collect art?
Lawrence Long.
You collect Lawrence Long?
I collect him.
Wow. How
I
many do you have in your collection?
Then I let him freeze. There's only one.
He puts him in a dungeon.
I collect him. I pop him in a dungeon and then he says, let me out. Yeah. I let him out. And then it sort of comes back in and that's just a name I thought of.
When I said a painting by whom recently became the highest value
well,
Australian
I just heard,
ever sold
listen,
at auction.
I heard you say Australian.
Yeah.
And I thought, who's an Australian person in the arts in general?
Yeah.
And I've thought of, what is it, an actor, is it?
I think it's probably an artist.
No, I think
artwork.
It's probably Reese Nicholson.
Reese Nicholson, yeah, he does art.
Yeah,
hang
he
on
does.
A second.
He
is it,
does
wait
little
a second.
Drawings of himself every now and then.
What's her name? Waltzing
doodles.
Matilda.
Waltzing
does
Matilda.
It'll be Waltzing Matilda.
Waltzing Matilda, yeah, that sounds about right.
It'll be Waltzing
Or like
Matilda.
Britney Spears. She's been doing a lot of art recently.
It'll
do
you
art class at high school? Do you have that subject?
Yeah, I do. All the freaks go there, though. Oh, my God. That's fucking crazy. But yeah, but I have done art. So boring, though. I made my teacher cry.
What happened there? You made your teacher cry?
Yeah. I put on I painted fat bitch onto her face, and then I punched
it. It's like a modern art piece.
Yeah, it's like really modern because she was like, and yeah, she deserved
it. Sort of elevating it because lots of people have sort of insignia across t-shirts, but to brand a face with it.
I branded her face. Yeah, that's how we do. I held it down.
I'd like to change my answer from Lawrence Long. I'd like to change it to Magda Zabanski. I'd say it was
Magda Zabanski
who did the painting.
She's not known as an artist. She is Australian. She is
Australian. So my grandpappy's right. And yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
She's an artist.
She is an artist.
All right. She's an artist.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Oh, this guy's not really known for her.
Highest selling as well would be the thing.
Yeah, well, it's her or Lawrence. They're my favourite artists in Australia.
Because you've listed three comedians. The only comedian I know who paints is Ando, and he gives those away for free.
Yeah.
No, it's not Ando.
No.
No, he's a painter.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, an artist, I guess, would be the...
It's no, he's a painter. It's not Ando.
No. So a painting by
Ando's Brush with Fame, where he does painting.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's not Ando. It's not Ando.
Painting.
That's painting.
Yeah.
That's painting. We're trying to think of artworks.
Artwork, yeah.
I see where we've gone wrong.
Yeah, perhaps it's Troy Kinney.
Troy Kinney?
Yes.
Troy's also more of a... comedian. He's more of a sketch comedy kind of person.
An artist.
He's an
artist. Yeah, he is. You could say he's an artist. Some of his works.
Some comedians are referred to as artists.
Yeah, yeah.
Troy Kinney, would you put in that category?
What's another character comedian who it might be?
Michael Douglas.
Is it Michael Douglas?
Is it Michael Douglas?
Could be Michael Douglas.
He's an artist.
Hasn't done a lot of...
No.
A lot of comedy.
Do you think it might be like someone like Brett Whiteley, say... Or what's some of those other painters that hang in like NGV and...
NGV, is it?
NGV, what's that?
And the Gallery of New South Wales. Those
National Gallery of Victoria.
What's his name? Sydney.
New South Wales, they've got all the water.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Is it a water painting? Is it Kathy Freeman? She did the swimming, isn't it? Kathy Freeman, very good swimmer.
A Ken Doan Michael or Films? Like
a Ken Doan.
Is it Michael Films?
Could be Michael Films.
Michael Films. That's another good artist.
This list is getting long. We might lock in something. Do you feel like it might be one of these comedian
actors
lists? I wouldn't lock that in myself.
Sort of a character actor.
I mean, I know it's Brett Whiteley, so I'd go Michelle with that if you wanted to.
I'd probably go with a Brett Whiteley.
Okay, we'll put down
Brett Whiteley. Let's go with that.
Question three: is a katana?
What?
K-A-T-A-N-A. Is a katana an Italian sausage, a traditional Chilean folk song, or a Japanese sword?
I know this one.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I recently went to Japan at the start of the year.
Wow, you're so cultured.
I feel like the whole year is gone.
2020?
Yeah, 2020. Start of 2020. Before...
You got in before it all
I got in and
shit.
Out and got back.
Yeah, wow.
And went to Japan and it was incredible. I love that place. I'm definitely going to go back in 2025 when we're allowed to.
It's always been a dream of mine to go to Japan.
You must.
And you got to wield a sword.
I did.
A katana.
Nah, I touched one. I didn't wield it around the shop. They wouldn't let me. But yeah, right.
Well, they don't have wheels, do they? So you wouldn't wield it around the shop.
I think it's just a turn of phrase.
You wouldn't wheel it.
No, you can't. No. I once brought a knife to school.
Yes, you did.
I was threatening this young girl called Matilda Grimsley. And I brought a Catan. So that's how I know the answer to that. So you
Catan.
And me, we have a lot in common.
So she brought in the Settlers of Catan. Yeah. And she'd beat Madeline Grimson.
I beat her with the back of it.
With the back of it.
Right.
Yeah.
A younger girl. So you beat like an 8-year-old girl.
Yeah, a little
with
girl.
The back of the board game Settlers of Catan.
Yeah,
she had
exactly.
Braces, didn't she?
Yeah, she had braces. So she was a fucking freak. In. Oh my gosh, she was such a fucking freak with her braces. And she had leg hair and it was disgusting. Yeah. So I did the world a service.
All right, I'll lock in Japanese sword. Question four. In the workplace, what does WIP stand for? Workplace, Georgia, very similar to school, but it's for adults and you get paid for being there.
Oh, my God.
Wet, inside, pushy. Now, I do know about contemporary culture, even though that is your stuff, sweetheart, but I do
stop
know.
Stop it, granddaddy.
I know the song that she puts on when she has her friends over and they dance around the wet inside
the
pussy.
The wet ass pussy song.
And that's what it is.
Yes. The wet inside pussy.
Wet inside my pussy.
Yes, you pop out a you put it like a warning that you can put on the sidewalk. Yep. So don't come in here. It's wet inside pussy.
And so in the workplace, WIP stands for wet inside pussy.
Yes,
it's for institutions where the sex workers work.
Where would you see the sign WIP in the
just office? on the month pubis, just outside. That's where they pop it. Just so you know before you go in. There might be a bit slippy.
And so people are just walking along and then they go, I
better check.
I better put the sign on.
Yes. Yeah. Otherwise people will slip all over the place, won't they, sweetheart?
It'd be a terrible shock if you didn't know ahead of time.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it'd be shocking. Terrible
shock. Yeah.
Yes, I've had my terrible shock. Sorry, so much. I've been drinking. Sorry about this.
Then there's the other sign, the WDP.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What's that?
Wet dick pussy.
What's a pussy?
No,
everyone explain sex to me.
So sex, darling, you know the you know David Atten. Because you know David.
Kind of stop it, you're embarrassing me. Stop it, you're embarrassing me.
Okay. Never mind, I'm sure.
David Attenborough? You're saying David Attenborough?
Oh, my God.
David Attenborough, the natural historian who works for the BBC.
Oh, I'm having a stroke.
I think it's actually Sir David Attenborough.
Oh, my God.
Definitely be knighted.
Oh, yeah. Stop doing it.
Definitely be knighted.
Oh, my God. David. But he does movies and animals have sex, so I'll show you one of those sweethearts. I just do want to clarify, she's saying she's 10, she's 18.
Do you want to lock in wet inside pussy, Millsy, or do you want to go a different way for what WIP stands for in the workplace?
WIP. Is it something like work in practice? No, that's not it.
Work in progress?
They have those signs too.
You've done a WIP? It's like a shitty show that people pay $5 for.
Really?
Mm. Before like a festival show or something.
Oh, is that what it's called?
It's like off-Broadway in comedy.
Off.
A whip.
Or off. So it's the first thing that you do
before
you get into comedy.
Yeah, and you get like your super fans to pay a small amount of money to see very early material.
Okay.
They love you so much that they won't care.
Really?
Yeah. Is that you don't have whips in musical theatre?
We just have the off Broadway.
No,
sort
it's
of stuff,
called cabarets. They don't
I was like, are you referring to my 2015 show, Rob Mills is Surprisingly Good? Yeah.
Yes, I saw that. I did see that show. I covered that show for the BBC. That's how we met young Robert, isn't it? I was covering
true?
That show for the BBC.
And that was my whip.
Yes. Group of young women singing Spanish songs there. They're much better than you there. They were.
Well, they were okay.
They were very good and very pretty and probably had whips if they wanted them.
Works in progress, I'm sure.
Progress.
Question number 5. Which American jazz singer was nicknamed Lady Day? Sing jazz? Do you study jazz? Do you like jazz?
Oh, mate, I'm a faux jazz guy. Like,
yeah.
The extent of my jazz is probably Michael Bublé. It's just not jazz. It's faux jazz. It's just like swing music.
Canadian jazz.
Canadian jazz.
Not famous for the jazz.
No. Mm. Don't know the answer to this. Not a huge... Oh, I've gone to jazz clubs. I don't understand the 11-8 time signatures. They're
right.
Weird, you know, time signatures that...
Can you give us an 11-8?
No, I can't.
We did jazz in high school.
Wow, that's so cool.
I'm jazz captain.
We've got...
You were jazz captain.
Yeah.
Did you launch the investigation into jazz?
I did.
David?
I did. I launched the...
You launched a missile.
I launched a missile into a jazz. That scatting's annoying, isn't it? Oh.
I mean, except when you guys
bow!
Do it. It's
oh,
weird.
Yeah, except for just now.
When we
no,
do it very
good.
Loudly,
yeah.
It's very good.
Do it
do you want to do it again? Yeah. Bow! I take my daddy down to the shop to get a little tiny biscuit for him. Do you want a biscuit, daddy?
Who's that by? Is that by Lady Day?
I heard Lady Day did do a cover of that. She did.
Yes, she did. No, she's done a cover of Do You Want a Biscuit Daddy by us.
Yes.
6 months of doing this, Rob. I haven't lost a hold of any yet, but I feel it's happening today.
This was a big mistake.
Yeah, you did a bad thing.
This combination was a terrible mistake. You should have known better. You should have thought about this.
You said that you recognised the name Lady Day as a nickname. One of the famous American jazz singers from the 1920s, 1930s. You were, of course, there. Born at that time. I guess your parents were listening to Lady.
We went on date.
Is it
there?
Billie Holiday?
No, I think it was Lawrence Lung.
Yes, Lawrence Lung. She was there.
Sorry, who are you?
Oh, I'm his wife now. My name's Meryl.
And I, hot bitch is gone.
Meryl.
Meryl, yes. I've come up
Meryl
from the line.
Dimbleby.
Yeah, Meryl Dimbleby.
This is Meryl Dimbleby reporting live at BBC.
Yes.
So you're both reporters?
Yes, I was. I was. You left me in that mine to report on that mine.
And then Sandra Sully took her job.
Sandra Sully took my job, the fucking slut. yeah.
She's a slut, isn't she? That Sandra Sully?
Yes.
Oh. So Lawrence,
not that there's anything wrong with that. That's fantastic. Good. We're very happy.
I myself am a slut.
Yes, Meryl's a bit of a slut.
I am a bit of a slut.
That great granddaughter of yours who's the hot bitch.
Are you calling a 10-year-old a slut?
She's 18. No, Meryl, she's 18.
Let me get him. How dare you? That's my beautiful granddaughter. Who am I now? Am I a different one? No, I'm saying Meryl. I'm Meryl.
Lawrence Long and Billy Day appear to be the two offers available to you so far.
So it was so long ago since I had the question.
Billy Holiday. So which would make sense because Lady Day is the nickname.
I don't think it was, if I'm honest. I don't think that's
you think it was Lawrence Long.
I think it was Lawrence Long.
Yeah.
Let's
any
go
of those take your fancy?
Lady Day.
You could say Michael Bublé, I guess.
Nah,
no.
Let's go with
Billie Holiday.
All right, let's go with Holiday.
Question six. In darts, what is the highest number of points you can score with a single throw?
Get 10.
So 10, already on the table here, early, before the question was finished. Yep.
Well, I played a lot of darts in that mine.
Did you, Meryl?
I lived there for 30 years, yes.
They have darts down in the mine, do they?
They do.
I didn't leave her there with no darts.
You gave me a lot of darts.
I'm David Dimbleby.
David gave me some darts. I took up smoking.
So you used to play down there with the fellow miners, Meryl?
Yes, there was a group of mutant people down in the mine that had been left there. That's what I was uncovering, the mutants that lived down there. Very lovely people.
Mining for mutants, sort of been mined for coal.
Yeah. No, it's what the documentary is called, but then that Louis Theroux came in and he tried to do it and we said, no, Louis, no. That's Meryl's documentary.
It's my documentary.
What is the highest number of points you can score with a single throw?
Me, personally?
No. No.
Yes, it says here, in darts, what is the highest number of points David Dimbleby can score with a single throw?
No, David, no.
What? What no, is? Oh, no, what is it now?
You're doing it again. Oh. You're doing it again.
Oh, what am I doing?
You're taking over my answer. You are. This is just like mine. Yeah, okay, well, 50.
50, you reckon? Yeah. Have you played darts much, Rob?
It's 60.
It's 60. We'll lock in 60. Yeah.
Oh,
question
you
knew this 7.
Whole time.
It's definitely 60.
Good to see that was all entirely pointless. Yeah. Question 7.
Should I just buzz in?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is multiple choice. Luck. That's good. It's actually 50-50. Is Dunedin north or south of Hobart?
Dunkirk is
No. Dunedin.
Dunedin. Kirk.
It's me, Hot Bitch. Dunedin's my best friend. Dunedin.
Welcome back, Hot Bitch.
Yeah, sorry.
Where'd you go there? I just ducked out for a second.
Yeah, I just ducked out for a cig. I've been smoking a lot recently. You don't? Oh my God, so lame. I've also been vaping. Dunedin's my best friend. What was the question?
Is your best friend north or south of Hobart?
She's north.
She's north? She lives north?
She lives north.
And you're based in Hobart, are you?
No. Yuck. As if. Yuck. Yeah.
I'm Danita.
Oh my God, yeah, it's Danita. This is my best friend, Danita.
Hey. Hey, best friend.
We kiss on the mouth.
We kiss on the mouth, yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
North.
And you've popped up, Danita, have you, from Hobart to join us?
Yes, King.
Thank you for being here. It was a surprise.
Yeah.
Danita, do you live north of Hobart, do you?
Yeah.
Do you live in Dunedin?
Mm.
Named for the town?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Danita reckons that Dunedin, the town that Danita lives in, is north.
I think it's south.
Of Hobart. Right, you've been to Hobart?
I know Hobart, and isn't Dunedin in New Zealand?
Because isn't there a Dunedin in Scotland as well?
Yeah, which I assume would have to
be north of
Hello, Hobart. It's me, Danita, and I'm from Scotland. I've just popped over.
Oh my God, Danita, I've missed you.
I've missed you so much, love. How are you doing?
Sorry, Rob, I forgot to tell you at the top. We have 50 people on your brains trust today.
It's great.
It's very exciting. It's nice to be here. Yeah. It's really lovely.
It's good to be out, isn't it, Danita?
Oh, it's good to be out, yeah. Oh, it's been a year. Okay. All right, Huru. All of that from Australia. Yeah. Okay, bye.
So this question, we're just looking, it's just a 50-50. So
south.
Wait, what was the question?
South.
Yeah, I think I'm going to south.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, we'll lock in south.
I think it's north.
Who
was that?
Sorry.
Who was that?
Who was that?
Sorry, the lights have gone out. I didn't see who that was there.
I'm Hagrid.
Hagrid's here.
Oh, and no. I'm Harry Potter.
And we live together.
Fuck me. Question 8. In which 2006 film does Shane Jacobson play a Melbourne plumber? Do you need any help, Rob, or are you happy to lock this in?
I'm happy to lock this in. Or should I go to the Brains Trust?
We can How see much if time we got? Shane might be here. You never know.
All right, you guys, it's me, Shane Jacobson, and I'm in every movie.
Spitting. And I'm a poo.
Hey, you want me to do your ad? I'll do it. I'm Australian. I'm every man.
Oh. And I'm hot bitch.
Kenny? Happy to
Troy
lock in.
Kenny.
Troy Kenny. Question 9. Do you follow the WBBL?
A little bit.
You follow sports?
Yeah.
Like sports?
Yeah, I do like the sports. Love it, actually. My partner is a sport reporter and also am a big fan of the sport.
Does that mean with a sport reporter that you watch a lot of sport? Like, is it always on?
Yeah.
Because my image of sports reporter is that they permanently have the sports on.
All through our courting, I think it was during summer, I was like, should we just watch the cricket? She's like, I'd love to watch the cricket. I'm like, this is great.
Yeah, I love sport too. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I mean, I never play it because like that, yuck, I don't want muscles, gross. But I play, I love watching sport too. What do you play? Do you play footy?
Yeah, I used to play footy.
I love those short shorts. I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm such a fuck. No, I'm not. I'm kidding. what's your partner's name?
Georgie.
Okay, good. Georgie. Yeah. Like Georgia.
Yeah, but not.
Yeah, but kind of.
That's spelled correctly.
What? Are you guys making fun of me?
No.
Well, Georgie, if you follow sport, you might know the answer to this question. Which team won the WBBL title last month?
WBBL. Yeah.
You love sports.
Yeah, I love sports.
As you've just said.
Yeah, of course.
I love it.
Yeah, I love sports.
What is the WBBL?
Oh, my God. Well, so W, women's.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought it might have been wet.
Basketball. Basketball.
Uh-huh.
League.
Well done. That's not the question, though.
Okay.
Which team won the WBBL title last month?
Okay, so it was the Waltzing Matildas,
mm-hmm.
And they were against the Parakeet Kings, and it was a game to the death. It was a game to the death, and I was drinking a beer with all my boys who I'm friends with, and it was fucking cool. So, yeah.
Hello, it's me, David Dimbleby, and I work for the BBC.
Have you been a sports reporter for the BBC across your 80 years working for
them? I have not covered sports. I've covered wars, and I tell you, WBBL. That reminds me of the time Winston Churchill launched a full-scale attack on the Daleks in the episode of the Doctor Who that I was watching. I thought, oh my goodness, here we go. And so I would have to probably agree with George Hah there that it probably is the...
Women's basketball team.
Tilden. Swinder Tilden. Tilda Swindon.
The Waltzing to Tilden. That's the best that we have there, unfortunately.
I think it's, if it is the basketball, I think it's Liz Cambage's team. The Sydney.
Sydney Thunder?
Sydney. Hang on, Sydney Thunder's the cricket.
But BBL is cricket.
Oh, that's what we're talking. So it is the WBL.
Wait a second.
I'm pretty sure it's the. I want to say it's the Sydney.
You were completely wrong.
Yeah.
I want to say it's the Sydney Sixers.
The Sydney Sixers?
I think so.
The Renegades.
Oh, hang on.
The Sydney Sixers are the men's.
But no, there's two teams in the men's.
Oh, is there?
There's the Sixers and the Thunder.
Oh, right.
I'm just thinking, do the women's league have two teams as well? Probably not. Maybe I think it's the Thunder because it's green and they definitely won because they've got all the stars in the team. I'm going to go with the Thunder.
Sydney Thunder.
Yep. You should have just said Sydney. Fucking idiot.
Question 10. Nobel Peace Prize winning philosopher Albert Schweitzer attested that there are two means of refuge from the miseries of life. Music and what?
Fucking. I'm David Dimbleby and I'm fucking from the
After 89 years, that's what you've learned.
I'm Meryl and Dave and I fuck every night. Every night we did phone.
Do you now?
Yes, we did phone masturbating too.
I'd call her, I'd say, how's the mine?
And I said, I'm fingering myself in this mine.
Well, I'd say, that's fantastic. Well, shall we phone masturbate?
Yeah. And then we did it.
And we would.
Yeah. Put on your little sign first.
Yes, I put on my whip sign, of course.
Which is I know. I don't want to slip over.
No, it's very dangerous in a mine. It goes down the shaft and get those mittens all wet. Yeah. Don't want a wet mint.
Nobel Peace Prize winning philosopher Albert Schweitzer attested that there are two means of refuge from the miseries of life, music and A, fucking, or B, something else.
Probably Twitter.
Music and Twitter?
Yeah, music and Twitter, I think, yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy to lock down Twitter.
Yeah, let's lock in Twitter.
That's it, 10 questions.
No! I don't want it to end.
Oh, go on, give us more.
On a different character.
Out of 10, what are you hoping for, Rob?
Anything above a 5 would be
great. Anything above a 5.
Yeah, anything above a 5 would be great.
All right, now usually I turn to the Brains Trust and see what they reckon, but we don't have the time.
Oh, no.
To get through everyone.
Oh. Oh, no, go through all of us, please.
I reckon we got a 3.
I think it's going to be about 4.
Okay. I don't know who that is.
No, I'm David Dibble.
And I'm Meryl. And I think we're getting to, I reckon we're getting a 2. We didn't do too well.
Oh, gee.
Let's see how we went. Question number 1 was, this bird has flown is the bracketed title of which 1965 Beatles song? You said David Attenborough's a little fucky fuck, but it was Norwegian Wood.
Ah, oh. I knew that.
Question number 2 was, a painting by whom recently became the highest value Australian artwork ever sold at auction? You definitely avoided Lawrence Leung and locked in Brett Whiteley, which is correct.
Oh, I thought it still might have been Magda. I thought it was a chance.
No, it's Brett Whiteley. Yeah, question 3. Is a katana an Italian sausage, a traditional Chilean folk song, or a Japanese sword? You were correct in locking in Japanese swords.
I was correct in beating up that fucking bitch.
Question 4. In the workplace, what does WIP stand for? Indeed, it's not wet inside pussy, but work in progress. Well done. Tick. 3 so far. Question 5. Which American jazz singer was nicknamed Lady Day? You said Billie Holiday, and that's correct. Could be heading for a high score. Question 6. In darts, what is the highest number of points you can score with a single throw? You're correct with 60.
Oh, fuck.
Question 7. Is Dunedin north or south of Hobart? You said south, and that's also right.
Yeah.
In which 2006 film does Shane Jagerson play a Melbourne plumber? You're correct. It's Kenny. Question number 9 was, which team won the WBBL title last month? You said Sydney Thunder, and that's correct.
Yeah!
And question 10, Nobel Peace Prize winning philosopher Albert Schweitzer attested there are two means of refuge from the miseries of life. You said music and Twitter, but it's cats.
Cats, they're the worst.
That's very
even
close,
Twitter
isn't
is
it?
Better than cats.
That is close.
If you'd got that right, you would have had the top score
ever.
No.
Yes.
This
but
is
you are now equal first on 8 out of 10. Congratulations.
You seem very shocked.
That is fucking unreal.
I'm David Dimbleby, and I've been on this podcast several times under several different identities, and I tell you what, this is the most insane thing that's ever happened.
And, I'm Meryl. I'm Meryl, and this is the best day of my life.
I'm pretty happy.
That is honestly unreal.
Well, you cheated because everybody else only gets 2 people to see.
Somehow that made it harder, I think. But let's drop in and say thank you to the Brains Trust. Where shall we begin? Meryl, thank you for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. I've had a good time.
Because we didn't book you, so it was good. It was good for you to drop in anyway and take some time out. You know,
appreciate your
obviously not busy.
Thank you. It was the best day of my life.
And Danita from just north of Hobart.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks for being here.
Yeah.
I don't think you contributed any answers, but it was good just to have you drop in.
Yeah, I totally missed you, Danita.
I missed you, babe.
We're best friends. Let's kiss on the mouth again.
Hot bitch, thank you for being here.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy, but like, whatever. I got to go to a party, so yeah.
Good luck with the spelling of your name. And hang on, who else? Danita from Scotland.
Oh, it's been lovely, I tell you what. It's been
just
a dream.
Oh my God, Danita, I'm back. You should totally come to this party with me.
Okay, I'll come to the party. So have we got some pills or something?
Yeah, Panadol.
Oh, we're going to take a Panadol.
Let's get fucking fucked.
Sounds like a great party. David Dimbleby, are you heading down to the party?
I'm David Dimbleby. I'll be covering this party for the BBC.
Granddad, no.
Give you 4 vodka cruises and I'll be there every minute making sure you don't have any more than the 4.
Have I missed anyone? I don't think so.
Harry Potter, you forgot about me. I'll see you for a second.
Oh, Hagrid was there as well.
And Hagrid, yeah, great.
I was here.
I've actually heard about this party. There's a couple of improvisers that are going to be there as well. Anna Wolf's going to be there.
Ah, yeah, she's all right.
She's hot. Yes, she will be there.
And also, she.
Sounds like she's here right
now. Hi everyone. Oh, so good to be here. I'm Honor. Follow Hot Department. That's my sketch comedy group.
Thanks for dropping it in. Shame we didn't have any time to chat. And I think Michelle Brazy is going to be at the party too.
Oh, Michelle. Okay, I can do her. Hi. I'm Michelle Brazy, and I love dogs. Attention. My hair's big.
Thanks for being here, Rob.
Mate, thank you.
Sorry about that.
No, that was...
I can only apologise.
Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on the top score that we've had so far. No one's gotten higher than 8. That is, honestly, fucking unbelievable.
I think it's unbelievable as well. I was hoping for 5, so thanks so much for having me. Had a good time.
That's all the time we have for Wax Quizzical. We've got to get to the edit, so we'll see you next week. Thank you. Goodbye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.